Well, more good news sharing on this day, this Tuesday, March 26th, where we have 30 days till the Detroit NFL draft. We have the good news coming that we started to tell you about yesterday, can give you further details today, as the city of Detroit has received a credit rating upgrade from Moody's Investor Services that returns the city to investment grade status 10 years after the historic bankruptcy filing. Sarah Rahal writes about it in the Detroit News. The city receiving a Baa2 grading from Moody's. That's a big increase from its Caa3 rating in June of 2013. Mayor Mike Duggan touting the ratings agency's two-notch upgrade to investable, saying it's a rarity. And now Detroit is even a notch above Chicago, which is rated at Baa3, according to Moody's. Now, it's a lot of letters and numbers and all of that, but we have Jay Rising with us. He's the chief financial officer of the city of Detroit. He's going to break it down and explain why this is so important. Jay, good afternoon. Welcome to Focus.
Good afternoon. My pleasure being here.
Tell me why this is so important.
Well, you know, from a finance point of view, we look at this thing as really important for us to access the financial markets and lower our cost of borrowing. But from a resident's point of view, it's important because it produces stability in their future in the city. It gives them, you know, more assurance that my garbage is going to be picked up, my park's going to remain open. If I call 911, I'm going to have someone show up in 5 to 8 minutes and not 15 to a half an hour. It provides some certainty of the services that we want the residents to come to expect in the city.
And so we have the mayor, who we spoke to yesterday about this a little bit, saying the city has, quote, far surpassed the expectations of the bankruptcy plan of adjustment in terms of jobs and revenue growth, budget fund balances, employment, home values. Remarkably, the city of Detroit has higher credit ratings than a lot of other cities in the country, cities we were looking up to for a long time. Is there an easier way to put into words just how important this is for what you do, Jay Rising, as the chief financial officer for the city of Detroit, and how you mentioned some of the good things and how it will affect all of us who are a part of Detroit, but anything else we need to know that this goes on behind the scenes? I mean, the average person does not walk around wondering about the credit rating of our city, but this is certainly good news to find out that it's been upgraded.
No, it sure has. I mean, it should affect people in their pocketbooks also. You're living in a community that has fire protection and police protection. It only can lower your home insurance rates. So it's just really trying to make Detroit a place to live that is blight-free, vital, vibrant, and a place where you can prosper and have security of the fact that this is a long-term investment looking forward, and the rating is a forward-looking rating.
I would think, Jay Rising, that this is something that companies considering expanding to other cities or staying in a city might take a very serious look at.
Sure. I mean, you know, you and I would do the same, whether or not we're choosing to live or whether we're choosing to put our companies. We want to have a stable community in which to locate.
Well, it's all good news. We do love that. And I think the mayor has done a great job. You, a part of his team, city council, everybody has done a spectacular job. It wasn't always that way, but it certainly has been for the past few years. That could really, in a sense, in the terms being used about our ratings, skyrocket our ratings maybe higher than anyone thought was possible.
Yeah, we have work to do. We admit that. But we're at a point now where the world looks at us differently. As you noted at the top, we have the world coming to Detroit in 30 days just kind of reintroduce Detroit to the country. What they saw 10 years ago, they won't see again.
Well, that's true. Every time they come, whether it's for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, whether it's the Ford Fireworks, America's Thanksgiving Parade, presented by Gardner White, whatever it might be, whatever big extravaganza we have that in fact draws more people to the city of Detroit, they're liking what they see. And of course, this all pays off in a lot of different ways for all of us, whether we live in the city or not. It pays to live even on the edge or in the suburbs of a city that is doing better and better. So there it is, our credit rating upgraded to a 15-year high. This is just in the news. I don't expect you to give me a lot of information about it, but since I have you here, I would be remiss in not to mention anything to you. Jay Rising is here, Chief Financial Officer, City of Detroit. This is a story from Haley Harding of the Detroit News. Advocates call for action after study suggests Detroit still overtaxes homeowners. I'm sure you'll get into that if you haven't been into it already, and you were earlier, but is there anything new you can tell us about that?
Well, I'm very familiar with the new report. As you know, 2009 started a period of overassessment in the city as it really was on its verge of bankruptcy. What the mayor did when he came in is order a complete reassessment of the city, and we've really corrected the assessment practices that were in place 10 to 15 years ago. I feel that we have a sound, stable investment in city assessment practices in the city. The report is an academic study. It literally says, the author really has admitted that using Michigan law for his academic study would be appropriate. So our problems with the report is that it's admittedly not a report about our assessment practices. It's a report about the fact that in different places of the city, similar properties are valued differently. Well, that's logical. It would be nonsensical to think that a house, $35,000 house in one location of the city, which has nothing left on the street, is going to be at the same value of a $35,000 house, which is the worst house on the block of really nice houses. And we're required by Michigan law to make sure that we value properties in their locations. The study doesn't do that. And admits it doesn't do that because it's a study of a national-wide assessment practices. So you really can't view this study to accept as a way to assess our own assessing practices. But we want to go out and get a real study of what our own practices are, and are seeking to do that right now to really verify, are we doing our job as well as we can? And that's what we want to do.
That's a part of why, I guess, the International Association of Assessing Officers have been commissioned. They're considered supposedly the gold standard of property assessments. They've been commissioned to independently analyze the city's tax rolls, as I understand it.
That's right. And we're trying to get that contract finalized with them next week so they can come in and really take a look at us. And they are what we consider the gold standard, and they will follow Michigan law.
Well, congratulations on the good news as Detroit returns to investment grade credit rating a decade after the historic bankruptcy. We're not following many cities. Now we're leading many cities, including Chicago, for goodness sakes. And we love to hear it. Jay Rising, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
He's the chief financial officer for the city of Detroit. We don't get to talk to him very often. I'm glad we did just now. In Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.